What does the Bible say about Christmas? The Bible's answer. The Bible does not give the date of Jesus' birth, nor does it say that we should celebrate his birthday. As McClintock and Strong's Cyclopedia states, the observance of Christmas is not of divine appointment, nor is it of NT, New Testament origin. Instead, an examination of the history of Christmas exposes its roots in pagan religious rites. The Bible shows that we offend God if we try to worship him in a way that he does not approve of. History of Christmas customs. 1. Celebrating Jesus' birthday. The early Christians did not celebrate Jesus' birth because they considered the celebration of anyone's birth to be a pagan custom. The World Book Encyclopedia. 2. December 25th. There is no proof that Jesus was born on that date. Church leaders likely chose this date to coincide with pagan festivals held on or around the winter solstice. 3. Gift-giving, feasting, partying. The Encyclopedia Americana states, Saturnalia, a Roman feast celebrated in mid-December, provided the model for many of the merrymaking customs of Christmas. From this celebration, for example, were derived the elaborate feasting, the giving of gifts, and the burning of candles. The Encyclopedia Britannica notes that all work and business were suspended during Saturnalia. 4. Christmas lights. According to the Encyclopedia of Religion, Europeans decorated their homes with lights and evergreens of all kinds to celebrate the winter solstice and to combat evil spirits. 5. Mistletoe, holly. The Druids ascribed magical properties to the mistletoe in particular. The evergreen holly was worshipped as a promise of the sun's return. The Encyclopedia Americana. 6. Christmas tree. Tree worship, common among the pagan Europeans, survived after their conversion to Christianity. One of the ways in which tree worship survived is in the custom of placing a Yule tree at an entrance or inside the house in the midwinter holidays. Encyclopedia Britannica.